Welcome to Your Money, Your Mission, the podcast designed to turn complex financial situations into actionable advice, powered by Johnson Financial Group. Today, our topic is women and their relationship with money. I'm your host, Kelly Mold, and our guest today is Marissa Slowick, wealth advisor and financial planner with Johnson Financial Group. Marissa is a 2019 graduate from UW-Whitewater with a degree in finance and financial planning. She is active in the Johnson Financial Group Employee Resource Women's Group, helping colleagues connect with the best resources for career development. Marissa also volunteers at the Milwaukee Women's Homeless Shelter. Marissa, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's so great to be here, and happy Women's History Month.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's jump right in. I'm often asked to talk to people about women and their relationship with money, with investing, with saving. Yeah. And I always think it's important to note that how women relate to money doesn't turn on gender.
Yes.
But it more often turns on experience and background.
Yeah.
And so what is your thought on that?
I totally agree. I mean, it's no lie that historically women have been out of financial conversations, and being optimistic, we have seen that beginning to change. But experience, if the financial conversations weren't a part of your kitchen table discussion, then how did you learn about it? What does that look like? Did you grow up learning about money? Did you learn it through high school, college, or maybe you had to self-educate yourself? So all of those experiences really dictate how you feel with your relationship with money, no matter what gender.
Right, right. So there is some research, though, that say that women have a little bit of lack of confidence with money. There's some research, especially a report I saw not too long ago, that women are concerned about not having enough money, and they sometimes, that lack of confidence causes them to hesitate in starting any financial planning.
Yes.
So what are some of the key wake-up calls that we want women to know so that they can move past that lack of confidence?
Yeah, you touched on one of the three C's I use is confidence. It's also comfortability of being able to talk about your finances, and also the curiosity of being able to ask those questions and have that person that you can go to trust with.
So waiting too long to start investing is not a problem. I shouldn't say that. Waiting too long to invest can be a concern, but it's important for people to start as soon as they can. As soon as they have the opportunity. And if there's a person who wants to start investing in their 401k or even at setting up an IRA or a Roth on their own, where can they get advice if they are unsure about what to do?
Yeah, it's definitely important to know all the different options you have. So you have an employer retirement plan, such as a 401k or a 403b, reach out to your HR representative. They will be able to get you in touch with the plan sponsor that allows you to understand what you're investing in and how that looks in the long run for your long-term goals. We always like to remember that retirement savings is a long-term goal. So it's going to be invested a little differently than a savings account or a money market account.
And if somebody is trying to do this on their own, can they talk to their financial institution or go online? Where would they get information to do this?
Yes, it's also important to know that you do have IRA and Roth IRA options available. And in order to figure out which account type is best for you and your lifestyle, reach out to a financial advisor. A lot of times financial institutions have different representatives, such as banking representative, and they can get you in touch with a financial advisor in their network.
And you've said, I've seen you speak before, and you've talked about the importance of an individual having a relationship with their banker. Why is that important?
Well, relationships are important because we at Johnson Financial Group and all the other institutions want to be a guide with you throughout your whole life journey. And so it's important to recognize the needs and wants of a client in order to be able to help them get the best products, get the best rates, get the best advice out there.
And with a relationship with a banking or a financial professional, you're oftentimes going to hear about some of the best rates, some of the best loans, some of the best products to really help move your financial life along.
Yeah, you can't know everything. So turn to someone that is a professional in order to help you achieve your goals, short-term, long-term, family goals, self goals.
That makes so much sense, Marissa. Credit scores also play a significant role, don't they? So what should people be thinking about in terms of their credit score?
Yeah, so there's a couple of important topics with credit score of how do I maintain a good credit score? How do I get a good credit score? So if you're starting out with a credit, definitely don't open too many credit cards at one time. I think it's also important to make sure that the amount that you're putting on a credit card can be easily paid off when that time is due. Paying off in full can help your credit score jump up in points more easily than just paying the minimum balance every month.
And why is that better credit score so important?
It's important for those big purchases down the road. It will allow you to get a better interest rate on a car loan or a home mortgage or any of those bigger purchases that you will encounter during your life.
Right. And I know back in the dark ages when I graduated from college and I bought my first car, I remember going into the dealership and being so incredibly excited that they were going to let me drive this car off for whatever interest rate. Yeah. I didn't care. I was just so excited that this was going to happen that I wasn't necessarily a very prudent consumer at that age. So knowing your consumer power is important, isn't it? What would you tell people to do to maybe be a better purchaser than I was to start
out
with?
Absolutely. Yeah, having the power to know that you can negotiate, you can do your research, you can shop around for those best interest rates. Because especially if you do have a good credit score, you will want to, you know, look around for the different opportunities that are out there. So negotiating is really important. And just knowing that you have choices.
And today we have lots of options to comparison shop, right? I mean, it's everything is in our handheld phone, right?
Absolutely.
To really make that effort.
Yes.
I think that makes a lot of sense. In terms of an emergency fund, people talk about this a lot, but I know it sometimes seems daunting. First, let's talk about why that's so important. Why should people have that?
Emergency funds are so important because you do not know what's going to happen in the future and you want to protect yourself. So emergency funds are set up for you in case of an emergency or what I like to call a rainy day fund. It is important to have 3 to 6 months of your income available to you in liquid assets, meaning cash readily accessible to you in case of an emergency.
It's interesting you point that out because that having that cushion allows people to have choices in crisis, right?
Like, it's
not even necessarily losing your job, but maybe you decide you want to explore a different job and it gives you some leeway to really look at that.
Yeah.
But for someone who goes, wow, I'm just going check to check right now. I'll have to wait until I can do 3 months. What would you tell them?
It is on your own timeline. It is important, so do make it a goal of yours, but don't compare yourself to others. Everyone has their unique circumstances. Follow educational podcasts and articles. Just starting that process of even saving coins here and there is important just to get into the habit of knowing how it feels to save and have that cushion if need be.
And I know in your work with the homeless shelter in Milwaukee, and you know I've done some volunteer work for women, one of the things that I thought was so important was for them to really think about the power they have by having more financial stability and starting with knowing your credit rating, knowing your worth as a consumer, even when your credit rating might not be that good.
Yes.
But also having that emergency fund so that you do have choices is so important.
And knowing the steps that you can take to educate yourself, get the help that you need. It is okay to not be educated in the financial industry. It is complicated. social media is good and bad at the same time. You don't know exactly who to trust. So make sure when you are looking to educate on the different ways to save or to invest, make sure you do go to reliable sources.
And what would some of those reliable sources that you would recommend for people to take a look at be?
Yeah, so even if you have a checking or savings account at a banking institution, they usually do have articles or podcasts that can get sent to you via email, or you can go ahead and subscribe like this podcast. So finding through relationships that you already have at a bank can really already help you accelerate that learning process.
And banks oftentimes have tools built in that folks can use, online tools for budgeting, yes, for monitoring your credit rating,
absolutely,
their credit score.
Yeah, there's it's really important to make sure that you're keeping track of that credit score. Usually all banking apps have that ability to check your credit score. Budgeting apps are usually really, really popular nowadays. I know I use one, and that can be found in some banking apps, or you can, you know, search on your app store to find one.
So starting thinking about saving and investing early is important, but it's also, yes, never too late to start.
No, we have our needs that we need to make sure that we have that money for, right?
Right.
Life is getting more expensive every day, but it is important to recognize that we do have long-term goals ahead of us. And so we need to make sure that we do prioritize that as well.
And to prioritize those long-term goals, one of the things that you do is create financial plans for people. And so you would also, I assume, recommend that we all look at these plans? 100%
recommend. It is never too early to start a financial plan. A lot of people believe in, oh, a financial plan is really after retirement, to see what, when I don't have any more money coming in, well, what does that look like? But financial plans all start with a goal, and they help you address concerns that you may have. And again, it comes back to that relationship with someone of your financial plan is going to change every year. And so you want to make sure that you have a financial representative that understands your needs and your goals and your wants and meets with you every year, because those goals are going to change.
Right. And I've had the privilege of being able to work with clients and you on financial plans. And I think what is so compelling to clients is oftentimes they're looking at the money and the investments and thinking about retirement, but you're so good at getting them to pause and say, well, what do you really want, you know, next year to look like,
yes,
10 years to look like, 5 years to look, to be able to think about what future you, yes, what future Kelly, what future Marissa, right, is going to want to have. And that plan is really dynamic in being, mm-hmm, able to show clients, individuals, what it takes to get to where they want to be.
Yeah, exactly. And what it takes to get there, what savings it takes, but also making sure that the goals that you're setting are achievable. And it could be a little daunting, but that's why every year it is important to make sure that you do an annual checkup, right, with your financial advisor.
And it lends itself to what we were talking about earlier. Having that plan shows you your choices.
Yes.
Having that emergency fund gives you choices.
Yes.
It's all about being able to make those choices,
yes,
right? Marissa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kelly. It's been an honor.
And thank you for listening. If you have any questions, make sure you go to the show notes, write your question, and hit submit. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes of Your Money, Your Mission, the podcast designed to turn complex financial situations into actionable advice, powered by Johnson Financial Group.
Products and services offered by these Johnson Financial Group companies, Johnson Bank and Johnson Wealth Inc. Johnson Bank is a member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Wealth management services are provided through Johnson Bank and Johnson Wealth Inc., Johnson Financial Group companies. Additional information about Johnson Wealth Inc., a registered investment advisor, and its investment advisor representatives is available at advisorinfo.sec.gov. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value.